Welcome to Primary Attribute. We're a Castles and Crusades actual play podcast. My name is Ian. I'm the Castle Keeper, or Game Master, as it's known in a lot of other systems, and I use them pronouns.
I'm Erin. I play Jesse Sweetbone Phelps, the Half-Orc Ranger. We both use they, she pronouns, and Jesse's excited to talk to some people.
And I'm Wit. I play Grix, the Kobold Illusionist slash Mechanic. I don't think we'll see Steamboat tonight. And we all use he, him pronouns. And we're stump speeching.
If you get a chance, you should rate and review us on our podcast platform of choice. It'll help people find us, make us feel good about what we do. You should do it for every other podcast you listen to as well. You may be wondering, where is Adam? Where is Kelly? Why are we talking about stump speeches? Well, we are down some folks tonight, so we thought we would go and check in with some people who haven't been around in a while. As Grix and Jesse pull names out of their mental Rolodex and go, hey, I want to check in on that person.
Uh-huh.
This takes place in some fuzzy time period in the block of episodes you're currently listening to. It's a fuzzy time period within a fuzzy time period.
It's canonical.
It is.
Uh-huh. This is not enacting.
And it's canonical from the jump instead of being added to canon later, because Ian thought it would be funny. And then added three characters to the show forever.
Yep.
They've been fun, though.
Two of them are PCs.
Yeah.
But for real, I love Steamboat Willie, and I love Cool Vons, and nice. I love that we call him Cool Vons.
I do like that that is stuck. Although I do also enjoy the Cool Ranch nacho cheese dichotomy.
Yes, for sure. You can almost see the vaporwave coloring on Cool Vons.
Hell yeah.
Oh, that's a good idea for a visual.
Get at us, fan artists. If we believe hard enough, you'll exist. You know, like fairies and stuff.
Yep.
All right. So we put together a loose list of people you might want to check in on. Anyone on that list you wanted to check in on first? Or did you just want me to roll dice?
Yeah, why don't you roll dice? I think okay. That's best. We came up with a lot of people, so.
We did. There's a... So many of the people that are paired as paired, we have 16 entries. So, although one of them has LOL written after that, so that might be a reroll.
Actually, I think that if you labeled them LOL, you should for sure do it.
We'll see what the dice say.
Okay.
Because the person is Juve. All right. Curiosity is first up. For those of you who may not remember... Because last time Curiosity showed up was a Halloween episode, which was, I think, years after he showed up in a mainline episode.
Uh-huh.
Curiosity is Photios' across the street neighbor. Or across the hall neighbor.
Across the hall neighbor.
Yes. Very narrow street. An indoor street, not as a hall. Curiosity is also related to Erisine's dad. They have the same eyes. Wealthy found this out at one point by going through the archives.
Yes.
Huh. I don't remember that.
Yes.
They are not half-siblings. The math on lifetimes did not work out for that. Can't remember exactly what it is. But.
I feel like he would have to be, like, her half-uncle or something.
Or, like, half... Yeah. Or other way around. I think she's his half-great-aunt or something like that. It's...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's a... I would functionally consider them distant cousins in terms of the way family dynamics would actually work out.
Mm.
But yeah. I wonder how you guys actually learned about Curiosity, because...
You wouldn't tell me anything.
You didn't go talk to
him. Under the guise of, well, you know, Jaspar doesn't want to talk about him.
And this fostered the curiosity.
Yeah, that's right. It's an air of mystery. Which would actually be useful in Curiosity's line of work, which I don't think I ever told you guys.
You did not tell us anything about him, really.
Being dramatic?
I don't think he's dramatic. We don't know why it didn't work out between him and Jaspar.
Sure, fair.
We just know that it didn't work out.
You did talk to them a little bit about it. It's because Jaspar was being real down on himself in a way that caused him to nuke a relationship.
Oh, Ian.
It just seemed like something Jaspar would do.
Yeah. Okay. So we're going to see I guess at least Curiosity in that building.
Yeah.
Grix did already talk to Podios.
Yeah. So you end up at an apartment building in the Warrens. It looks like many other apartment buildings, except one of you has flashbacks to a way too long sleepover that happened there once.
I'll fill Jesse in on that situation and the backstory and funny thing.
That explains a lot about why Wealthy is so weird about Erisine. I mean, like, she comes up and she's like, she seems really sad and also angry.
Yeah, yeah. It was a little rough. Things got awkward.
Definitely sounds like Erisine didn't make things better. She maybe made the situation, like, worse, right?
Yeah, she can be a little oblivious about people's stuff sometimes.
Yeah.
But just because of, you know, not similar lived experience and all.
Yeah, I mean, like, elves are really weird about, you know, being alive for so long and...
Yeah. Hey, while I'm doing politicking, let's lay off the elves are really weird.
Oh, yeah, no.
Yeah.
No, yeah, totally. I mean, yeah, sorry.
Yeah. No, it's, I mean, yeah, elves are really weird, but...
Like, they're fine. Yeah. They're totally fine. Yeah. I have no problems with elves.
Some of my best friends are elves. Wait, this is getting bad.
Yeah, let's just go. It's fine. I won't say any of the stuff that I just said. And that, neither will you.
That is an example of what we could have said, and it would have been bad. So we didn't.
Yes.
Kind of out of your systems. As you head in the door.
That was practice.
There's technically 4 apartments on the first floor. Only 2 up on the second floor, for reasons. One of the first floor apartments is basically a closet under the stairs, in a non-magical fashion, just a, hey, we could charge rent for this, kind of thing. Fire codes? What are those?
I mean, a brownie. It could be a brownie's home.
It's true, it could be a brownie's home.
It actually has Naralda's home.
Oh, she's not a brownie.
She is not. But all right, so... You head on up the stairs. On your right is Photius' apartment. On your left is Curiosity's apartment. What do you do?
We'll knock on the door. We'll knock on Curiosity's door because we know that we've already talked. We know that Grix has already talked to Photius.
Yeah, whenever you go over to the door, the interaction icon isn't showing up for Photius' apartment. Not until later in the quest line, it says. But all right, you knock. Curiosity answers.
Hey, Curiosity, how's it going?
Oh, hey, good. Do I owe the pleasure?
Oh, well, we're in the neighborhood, and I don't know if you've heard all the gossip about us going down to the surface and stuff, and how the mountain's crashing and everything's bad outside right now.
Yeah, I caught most of it.
Yeah. I mean, it's a small place. You hear everything. Well, we're just checking in on folks and seeing how they're feeling about the whole plan. And the potential for landing, and what we can do to allay people's concerns. You know, so I'm a council member now.
Yeah, I heard about that. Congratulations on the promotion.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thanks. I snapped my suspenders. I'm wearing suspenders today.
Yes, we heard.
Yes. Sorry, I'm now imagining Grix doing the thing he doesn't do as often anymore. He's Donald Ducking it, but he still has suspenders on anyway.
Yeah.
I love it.
Does Grix have nipples?
Only you can answer that question, babe. Babe, you are the only person who can answer that question.
Yeah, we're on the dog, like, dragonfolk spectrum. Do nipples appear in the kobold spectrum?
That's a great question. I can't answer this now.
We're all waiting for the answer.
No, there's too much depends on it.
This is kind of serious world building you can expect when we have time to do side episodes. Get deep into the lore about kobold nipples.
I mean, that has to be the name of the episode. The lore on kobold nipples.
Our 1 hour, 49-minute explainer video.
We are not recording for that long today. I am... said many times.
Oh, don't worry, there'll only be 15 minutes of content and then a lot of clips.
Good.
But yeah. Well, I mean, it's good to hear we have a plan, but so I heard rumors about a shield. Are those actually true?
Yeah. Yeah. We're juicing up the core, and it's gonna make a shield around the arc. So it, when it lands, it's protected for a bit. Won't last forever, but.
And like while we're landing.
Yeah. Like, and while we're landing. And go, like, while we're under the clouds. Yeah. 100%. Yeah.
So that we can like actually like, you know, not get attacked like constantly.
Right.
Well, what shape is it? Is it like a sphere around the arcs, or because you got to protect underneath us, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it can be controlled directionally, but I'm not 100% sure on that. I can get back to you.
We know the answer to that, I think, at this point. We would know the answer to that.
So, in additional important world building, I actually didn't have a chance to bring up yet. I'll be sure to cover it when we actually go over this in more detail when you're planning the landing.
Uh-huh.
So the shield is going to be a sphere. This isn't too much of a problem most of the time. It is going to just cut through the ground, and any critters down there really better hope they're not in the way when they're scurrying through their tunnels at that second.
Hibernate this.
Yeah. One of the last black bears just telefragged. It's real sad.
Orbital bombardment.
Yes. But the thing is that it's a little hard to land when you're in the center of a Gashapon sphere. So you will have to turn the shields off for at least a little bit while you're doing the final landing.
Sure. That makes sense.
Yeah. And get settled in, or settled in enough, and then turn them back on.
Okay. Of course. There's moments of tension.
Yeah.
Strategic.
Because, yeah, I think it would have come up, can't we just have a half dome on the top? But there's just way too many tunnels underneath the city.
Yeah.
And it's one thing when you can grade up all the entrances and not have any way for people to dig in new ones that isn't holding onto the side. But when it's just ground. Yeah. Also, there's probably going to be a lot of water down there. You haven't been in a while.
Pit?
Yeah.
Probably.
Oh, yeah, sure.
So any new rivers that have formed not flowing directly into the tunnel that happens to go up just under, you know, the Rare Textiles Museum and the orphanage and the neighborhood that's made entirely out of sugar floss that we haven't gone over yet, you know. It's good to plug the leaks.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, so you'll check in on that. Do you know how rough the landing's gonna be? Like, well, I guess we don't really know until we try. What's your plan for guiding us in?
Oh, he has a great plan for that, actually. He's gonna like take like a he's gonna do like a scry like somebody's gonna go to where the pit is and do like and he's gonna do like scrying on it and then like lead the pilots in that way. And then we're just gonna like try and like drop down in the hole we came out of.
Yeah, well explained. Great job.
We actually have pilots?
Like a kind of pilot, yeah. It's a sort of homunculi horror. I don't recommend looking at it for too long, or you might get a little like sick to your stomach. But
what? Who said that?
What? I didn't hear what you said.
I said turned on. What? Who said that?
I mean, if the Full Metal Alchemist look is what does it for you, then sure. So it's like there's definitely for sure like pilot some sort of thing is piloting this, definitely, for sure. We met them and they're definitely there.
Yeah, that sounds about on par for something the city wouldn't have talked about until now.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, there's some ores down below.
Yeah,
don't worry about it.
I try not to every day.
I mean, like, we're trying to, like, not be like the old, you know, ARC's government has been, where, like, everything's kind of hidden and secret. Like, we're trying to, like, help people to, like, know what's going on better.
Yeah, we did some bad stuff in the past just to survive, but, you know, we're trying not to do that now.
Yeah.
You personally, or are you the ARC's government?
Yes.
Damn, Greg.
Well, I mean, like, I haven't done anything bad, but I'm sure that there are people who have done bad things to stay alive. I'm just not one of them.
Also, hi, I'm not sure we actually exchanged names earlier. I think Greg's directly into the pitch.
Sorry.
Oh, hey, I'm Jesse. I'm round.
For some reason, I feel like Jesse's been here forever.
I mean, she has that kind of vibe, but, like,
yeah,
familiar, friendly vibe. Yeah, anyway, yeah. Jesse, it's nice to meet you.
Thanks.
Curiosity.
That's really nice. Yeah.
He shakes her hand.
Jesse shakes back.
It's a bit of a downward reach for you and a bit of an upward reach for him. He is not very tall.
Jesse is used to interacting with people who are very much shorter than she is. So she's probably at least somewhat like, you know, crouched or something.
Yeah.
Not in a condescending way. But I was going to say,
the Arcs has mastered the art of adjusting your height in a non-condescending way. So you aren't towering over people during conversations when you're, say, a minotaur and the other person is a halfling. Especially halfling who's having a bad day.
take a knee with them.
Yeah. Wow, you guys have been on a lot of adventures, it sounds like, going down.
Uh-huh. Yeah. It was a lot. It's been pretty intense. But honestly, like, the ground is, like, way better than, you know, we kind of thought it was.
Yeah, a lot.
So, like, yes, it's probably going to be, like, a lot.
It's going to be rough. Yeah, but we need to get down there.
First, but also, like, I don't know if you've heard, but, like, Vons and Wealthy and some like other people who like know how to do alchemy stuff are like working on a cure for the corruption. Ooh. Maybe we'll be able to like fully like we cured one of them.
Yeah, a wolf.
No, a person. Do you not remember curing the person, Shad?
Oh, Shad. Shit. Yes. Yeah. Nope. Forgot about Shad. I thought for a second, I conflated the wolf and Shad, and I thought Shad was a wolf.
Sure.
Now I remember that you say his name, that that is not the case. I remember now.
Sure. Great.
I took a gin blast to the head. Not the drink. A gin. The genie.
Yes. A gin. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so I'm a little muddled right now. It's fine. I can still be a public official.
I don't want to go down this road, actually.
No, I mean, there's a lot of head trauma in the Arc's leadership just by virtue of the jobs they come from and the fact that we live on a flying mountain full of rock.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Everyone's hit their head at least a couple times on something very hard.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
How are Wealthy and Vons doing anyway?
Wealthy's still filing tickets, and Vons is
Vons sometimes gets some sleep, which we're all glad about.
Yeah, his business is going well, and he's mellowed a bunch, which is nice.
Oh, there's a second one of him.
There's a second one of him now. Yeah,
yeah.
If you heard about that, there's a whole other dimension that we went to, and it's weird. And
there's also a second one of Grix.
Yeah, yeah. He's chill.
Yeah.
Have you two made out yet?
What?
Have you two made out yet?
No. Huh. No. I don't think it's like that.
I don't think
fair enough.
Grix is... I mean, that's not the vibe that I've ever gotten from any... Well, maybe from the Frymeats. Very hard to say. I don't really know, like, what their deal is. I mean, I'd really like to see that, but... No, God,
that would mess up Aramith if she walked down that.
Yes.
That would...
Yeah.
That would unmake her.
Yeah. I mean, I've thought about it. This is not the first time that this has occurred to me. I don't even usually like self-cessed. There's just something about that horrible old man.
I feel like it would make FM too sad.
Why?
FM is what happens when you get a relatively well-adjusted Frymeath out of the other side of all the shit he's been through.
Why would he be sad, though?
Just feel like it'd be a real front row seat to, I don't know, I feel like he would have too much emotional baggage about what he knows about Prime Frymeath to be able to relax, I guess.
Oh my god, Ian, you cannot do this to me! What does that mean?
That FM is essentially my Blurbo, and I think about him way, way too much.
Fascinating.
Ian! FM is also my Blurbo!
Wow, you blew out your mic there.
I'm sorry.
A worthy cause.
Ian!
I thought Prime Frymeath was your Blurbo.
They're both my Blurbo. You gave me a second one of the same kind. How was I not supposed to have a second Blurbo?
You have two cakes now.
I have two cakes. Ian, you gave me two cakes.
At any rate, we can discuss the findings making out some other time.
I'm going to hold you to that.
Tune back in for our 300th episode, dear listeners. While we just talk in excruciating detail.
It's just Ian and Aaron just saying the most nonsensical things.
And then we have a question about Mekai technique, and then we call Kells without telling him what we're interviewing him about.
Yeah, that sounds like us.
He'll never let me forget that I did that to
him. I know. That was amazing. I still loved that.
It was good. At any rate, curiosity.
Yes. Hey, sorry. I just spaced out for a second. Yeah.
Do you know how dramatic of a we all stand and fight as we land is this going to be?
I mean, like, I would, like, it's really hard to say. Like, I think the corruption's gonna definitely, like, have noticed that we're approaching. They're certainly gonna have figured out what we're doing. But, like, as to how much there's gonna be, like, fighting right away, it's hard to tell. But, like, I don't know. Maybe we should, like, give people some, like, self-defense lessons.
Yeah, that'd probably be good. Or, like, develop the emergency lockdowns a little more. Or both. You know, figure out who's doing what instead of just hoping we all figure it out. I also think that was really your plan. Just, you know, the more training we have, the better.
Oh, like total, like, everyone trained up on self-defense and stuff. You know, it's weird that we haven't done that. I'm gonna be honest.
Yeah, I feel like we really should, like, try and do some of that.
Yeah, at least so we can, you know, even if it's just so everyone feels a little better, so we can not panic as everything happens.
Yeah, no. And, like, you know, I mean, like, I have a lot of training in, like, how to fight the corruption, and I think that it would be, like, really valuable to, like, pass that on as much as possible so that, like, everybody can know, like, you know, the fastest way to kill.
Yeah. Yep. It's important that everyone in society knows the fastest way to kill.
I mean, well, I guess for the corruption, yes.
Well, yeah.
I feel like we should stop short of fastest way to kill everybody. But
yeah. But I mean, like, if people really wanted to know how to kill, they would figure it out, and they wouldn't really care about making it fast. So
Grim, I like you.
I don't know. I just think of myself as a realist.
No, that's fair.
Like, anybody could figure out how to kill anybody at any time.
Oh, yeah. Rocks, heavy objects, shoving.
Yeah. Like, it's really easy to kill somebody. We all don't. Because of society. That's what my mom always said.
I'm not gonna question it.
Anyway, can we count on your vote for, like, yes on landing?
Yep, I'll give it to my block captain, and I'm pretty sure he was already on board anyway. But yeah, I think you've certainly got my vote, and pretty sure you got our blocks, so you should be good.
Cool. I give him a yes on landing rock.
Nice sunset pattern.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, we got a really good graphic designer.
Awesome. It's good branding.
I especially like the silhouettes.
Yeah, those are hard to paint on. They're small.
Mm-hmm.
Well, okay. Good luck with the rest of your canvassing.
Thanks.
And, you know,
yeah, safe. Thanks. How are you doing? What's new with you? I mean, chat and jet. I don't know what the term is.
You're doing a job, but doing good. Working, kind of.
Oh, what do you do?
Oh, I work at Cherry Lips. It's a brothel down near the Wasted Worm.
Oh.
Oh, rad.
Cool.
I don't know that one, but yeah, I think my wife worked near there during college.
Oh, neat. So yeah, that's what I do. It's, well, there's not much right home about, because, you know, you don't kiss and tell. But
well, yeah. Also, like, how many, like, you know, like, are you really gonna, like, talk about having sex that much? Like, people don't usually want to hear about that.
Yeah. I feel like that's something you mostly see in acting, so not really out in the real world.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, other than that, things are good. My neighbor's passed away, girlfriend's mom and grandmother moved in downstairs, so that's been interesting.
Oh.
They're nice, though.
Yeah, Aramith is great. She actually was, like, helping us with the going to the core.
Oh, cool. And you moved in downstairs, too. That was neat. Came with the other two.
I guess you worked for
them? Yeah.
Oh, cool.
I definitely remember them.
Can you remind us who Yu is?
Yu was the one of the house servants at Mapenwee Estate.
Yeah, I remember all the jokes when we stayed there that night.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess he's like a personal assistant now.
Oh, good for him.
That makes a lot of sense. I mean, like, I feel like personal servants are like one of those things, a lot of applicable skills all over the place.
Yeah, and he's also the go-between between us and the mysterious management that owns this place.
I'm sorry, the what?
That owns this place.
Oh, yes, actually, I do know what you mean. Yeah, no, that's cool.
Very mysterious. None of us have figured it out. None of us have guessed.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I mean...
How the rent suddenly was stabilized forever.
How could you?
Yeah, a mystery.
Generational wealth is a magical thing.
Yes.
All right. Well, it was a pleasure to hang out and, if I see you in any of the various establishments of choice around here, buy you a drink sometime.
Sounds good. Hopefully I'll run into you soon. All right. And you all head on out. God damn it. I was off by one. I'm free. I thought I just rolled Juve. I rolled one off of Juve. But sorry. Wait, what were you going to say?
Well, I was going to say, shouldn't we just force it to go to Aramith and Frymeath?
You can, sure. I mean,
since we're there.
Sure.
Great.
Who do you check in on first?
Well, they're not in the same...
Oh, I thought they had like a... I thought they were literal roommates.
No.
Oh, gotcha.
They live in separate apartments.
No, that's why... I think that's why Frymeath bought the building.
Right.
So they can be wacky sitcom neighbors, but they don't have to actually live with each other anymore, which I imagine is honestly a relief for both of them.
Yeah. Not having to see the face of, the person that they love most in the world apart from each other, and also the face of the person they hate most in the world. All the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Rent's a very nice portrait storage locker for those paintings.
I think that, whoever's door is closest.
Yeah, knock on one at a time.
Aramith's door is closest as you come down the stairs.
Okay.
Then we'll knock on Aramith's door. Mm-hmm.
All right.
She's not there. Neither of them are there. Move on.
Wacky. Aramith answers.
Hey.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, good.
I'm guessing we have your vote.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Given the... alternative is smashing into the ground.
Right. Well, we just wanted to check in and not, take you for granted or anything.
No, I appreciate that. Uh-huh. Feels like we didn't get a chance to talk that much when we were down below the ground, but...
Yeah, it was busy.
Yeah. No, for
sure. Yeah.
What are you up to these days? Not terribly long, but...
Yeah, no, we've been when the Shadowy Cabal, you've dedicated your life, at least somewhat, to fighting breaks up, it gets a little tricky figuring out what you're going to do next, so...
Yeah.
My little group's kind of been working on that, although... There's still some real bastards in the government, so hey.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, we're trying to, make it a little better, which is nice.
Yeah, no, it's good. And
it's good that, we have at least, part of the, resistance on our side, instead of having to, try and recreate all of that ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, we're happy to assist, and it's nice to get some use out of the groundwork we laid, and if you still want to know blackmail and a whole bunch of city government officials, we can hook you up.
Oh, that's going to be handy for council meets and stuff.
Oh, yeah. It'll be great to become the thing that you were fighting.
Uh-huh. Yeah. No. But
But you'll do it right, I'm sure.
Right. Yeah.
You won't become power hungry or power mad.
Exactly.
Yeah. You'll be
judicious and
you'll be.
And, follow the will of the people.
Uncorruptible.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Incorruptible. That's definitely a word.
Grix. Incorruptible Grix.
Say it backwards and forwards.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah. So you guys are planning the landing, and you have a plan to land, and you have the shield, and
yeah.
Well, I mean, are you two taking care of yourselves while running around trying to save the city?
Oh, yeah. You know, I, you know, sent my kids and spouses to the ground already in the in that valley, so.
How is it down there?
It's really sunny. It's really pretty. Did we you should come visit sometime.
Yeah. That's nice.
Yeah, I'll check it out. I want to be up here for the actual landing because I have a feeling it'll be an all hands on deck kind of situation, and I actually know how to use a knife. But
yeah, for sure.
Yeah, but no, it'd be good to check it out, get some fresh air.
Oh, that's what we do. This is how we do it. If people are skeptical, we take them down.
Yeah.
All right. Everything the light touches could be yours.
Yeah.
Or at least something similar, vaguely, without the sunlight.
Oh, yeah. Like this. This is good.
Yeah.
And like a good way to win hearts and minds.
And we like show them like, oh, actually, like, you know, not everywhere is like this, but there are like areas of like, you know, peace.
Yeah, that would go great.
I think so.
Yeah, I mean, show people.
I don't want everyone to go through my apartment, though.
Maybe just take like the really skeptical people who are also in leadership positions. If you run into any of those,
it's in your apartment. Wait, what?
Yeah, the magic circle for how to get to the valley is in Jesse's apartment.
That seems like something I'd remember, but I really don't. I mean, I believe you.
We talked about it multiple times.
I believe you. I don't. I'm surprised that I don't remember this, and that's on me.
It's mostly because like Jesse wanted to make sure it was in a spot that would be really easy for her family, and no one objected.
Huh.
And now it's canon.
It's also relatively private. Will still be easy to move a lot of people through if you really have to. Like,
right.
Yeah.
It kind of makes sense. And yep, no one objected. So.
Like literally no one said anything. I feel like everyone's been kind of ignoring the fact that Jesse just secretly moved her family and a bunch of other people to the valley.
I'm going to be honest. I wonder if we poll Adam and Kelly if they are aware of these things.
I hope so, because I have had no private conversations with Ian about this. Everyone has heard everything.
No,
I believe you.
I think what is more saying, do they remember it's in Jesse's apartment?
Yeah.
Because I did not.
Yeah. Sure.
We immediately didn't go into a lot of detail of like when you guys are exiting or leaving it to kind of re-mention the fact. So it got set up as part of building it and then not really talked about again. Which I imagine didn't help. Visiting the valley seems like a good time. And maybe I'll get some skeptical people there to show them everything's good. And yeah, I don't know. I trust you two are going to do okay. And just again, make sure to take care of yourselves because it's easy to run yourself ragged and then forget to have done things like, you know, get your hair cut, talk to your family.
Did you, how are you doing? I mean, like, you've kind of had a lot going on too also. So like, I don't know. I don't know you very well, but like, how are you?
When I feel like I'm about to have a bout of crushing depression, I usually try to start doing something. It works like
fair.
85 to 90% of the time.
Yeah, that's like about how it was when my mom died.
Yeah. Sorry to hear that happen to you, though. I mean, it happens to everyone, but it still sucks.
Yeah, no. She was, like, really cool and nice, and yeah, it sucked when she died, but, like, I don't know. It's one of those things where, like, I kind of figured out because of it that, like, you know, you do keep living, and, like, it's good to keep living because it feels good to be alive.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, man.
That's good.
Yeah.
Jesse says a lot of stupidly profound shit.
Can I give you a hug? I feel like I should give you a hug.
Yeah, totally. Jesse and Aramith hug. And I feel like Jesse thinks that it's a hug because Aramith needs a hug. And I feel like maybe Aramith thinks that Jesse needs a hug.
Aramith might be having a both sides win here moment as well.
Sure. Jesse definitely doesn't think that this hug is for her.
Fair enough.
All right. Well, pleasure. Nice to see you as always. Stop by anytime.
yeah, good luck with your campaigning. Let me know if you need any insight to the drunken, youngish people of the upper class. I still have a lot of contacts, so can probably hook you up.
Cool.
Yeah.
Oh,
they did arrest a decent number of their parents.
What?
Well, that whole boat thing.
No, what did you say?
Yeah, no, what did you say?
No, I was going to go back around to it. So the whole boat thing, you know, a lot of rich people got implicated. So there's a lot of people who suddenly had their parents get arrested.
Oh, yeah.
Or charged or both. Well, definitely charged, but, you know, mm-hmm. A lot of people got in a lot of trouble. So a lot of people, I'm kind of, I'm an elf, so I use this loosely, but my generation are suddenly in charge of their households, sort of.
Oh, yeah. And if they, like, weren't expecting it, that's, like, really complicated. You guys, like, have a lot of shit going on.
Yeah, people are mostly doing surprisingly well, and there's only been two people so far who, in a state of confusion and anxiety, decided to do a remodel with a sledgehammer on their house. So,
oh, that's so weird. I feel like way more of them seem like they would want to do that.
Correction, an unplanned remodel where they didn't really plan it so much as they just started hitting walls until they were too tired to continue doing so.
Yeah?
Yeah.
No, right. I understood.
Okay. Some of them have probably
like
been waiting
for this moment.
Like I said,
my mom died.
But I feel like you probably didn't feel, I guess not all of them felt oppressed by their parents.
No.
Yeah. But yeah, so they're getting it figured out. Bit of a shift. I'd say that Jaspar's doing okay, but he moved to the ground and, well, he's still doing okay, but I worry about him a lot, actually.
Really? I haven't noticed anything to worry about.
You just get this long, blank look from Jeremy. Have you met him?
I mean, like, I just believe in, like, you know, letting people, like, do their own thing until they actually need help. And even then, maybe letting them do their own thing.
Oh, and I'm trying. Don't get me
wrong. If they're not getting hurt.
Yeah. No, I try to leave him to his own devices. It's just a mom thing, I think.
Oh, yeah. Because he was, like, really good friends with your kid, huh?
Uh-huh. And, you know, the instincts, maternal instincts kicked in a little later than I might have liked, but, boy, did they hit. So.
Aw, I'm sorry.
It happens.
Yeah. I think I'm not the one with, like, super maternal instincts, but, like, I have a lot of feelings about, like, making sure that my kids are alive.
I mean, that's a really solid place to start, generally speaking.
Yeah.
All right, should I let you two get back to campaigning?
Yeah, sure. Sounds good.
Thanks for talking, though. Appreciate it.
Yep. Good luck out there. All right. Close the door on Aramith's apartment.
Well, I guess we'll knock on the Frymath's doors.
Yeah, why not?
So you go, and you're going over to Frymath's apartment. You knock on the door. You hear a slight scuffle, the clattering of cutlery and containers. The door opens.
What are they doing in there?
Fucking.
Frymath has a certain fox folk by the back of the collar and says, I don't suppose you're here for this.
Oh.
No.
No. What?
Bonds, what delicious snack did you break into Frymath's place to steal?
Oh yeah, as he's held off the ground by some amount of inches, he's managed to make himself a sandwich. And he's just snacking on that.
Hey man, why did you break into their place to make a sandwich? You can come over to my place and I'll make you a sandwich whenever you want.
I think he said he owed me a sandwich.
That doesn't sound like a thing that Frymath would say.
No, I did not say I owed you a sandwich.
Well, some big dude that looked and talked like you, we do have more than one Frymath. Was it the other Frymath? Does he owe me a sandwich? Someone owes me a sandwich.
Which Frymath is this?
This is Prime Frymath, original Frymath.
Frymath.
No.
I've said this many a time. Get on my page.
I don't ever remember you saying that ever before, ever.
I have several times, I promise.
Okay.
Well, I made you one too. It's on the counter.
It's weird that you broke in to cook and steal food.
Shut up.
No.
Oh.
Jesse will take control of the scruff.
Okay.
And
definitely
like,
handed over bonds to your party.
And be
member.
Like, hey, so we're like campaigning.
Where are we going?
Can we count on your vote?
the vote to land versus fall out of the sky or come up with a worse plan.
Yeah, that one.
Yes.
Yeah, so you see a distinct look on his face. Him wondering, am I allowed to vote after the last time? Yeah, sure.
Vaughn, roll an intelligence check.
This is the first roll that we have had to do. Anyone in the call has had to do.
No one can accuse us of not rolling dice.
They can if this web thingy won't let me in.
Roll 20 is anti-democracy. You heard it here first. Vons can't roll his int check to figure out his voting rights.
That sounds correct.
Okay. Clankety clank. Well, that's a natural one.
Hmm.
Yeah, you don't know if you're allowed to vote after that incident with the guards. Like, you're just... I'm curious, which incident do you think Vaughn's got caught for? That would make him doubt he has the right to vote again.
Probably that time when he marked a ballot, and then he realized he marked the wrong thing. So then he figured, okay, I'll just make another ballot, and then another ballot to cancel that first one out.
Mm-hmm. He stapled them together.
See, that would have been an interesting idea if we had staples.
Mm-hmm. Could have glued it.
Glued it.
Ah, yeah. Just covered in glue. Smart too. Yeah, no, but they just all went in.
You turned them in loose.
Kind of separately. And then he realized he forgot to fill out the rest of the ballot. Like, you really should vote for all of the things. So.
And so he tried to maybe break into the ballot box?
No.
He just made more ballots.
Yeah, they just all went in there. Yeah. They started getting suspicious after, I think, the sixth ballot. Where
when you wrote at the top, final version 2.2.
Yeah. Yep. Nope. Just count this one. Just count this one.
Horrible.
You know... I was going to be like, of course, Vons has the right to vote if you'd made that check. But honestly, now I'm not sure. So yeah, Vons definitely doesn't know if he's allowed to vote. Jesus Christ. Incredible.
Voter frauds Georg over here.
Yes. But yes, so plan seems... decent, and I heard you met our pilots.
Oh yeah, did you know what was going on with that guy? ?
The fact that you say guy implies there's only one of them now, which is not great.
Oh no, I'm not implying that. I just don't know what else to call them.
It was voluntary but deeply grim.
Yeah, man. It still fucking is.
It sounds like it's gotten worse, so I imagine so.
Why didn't y'all, fucking do anything about any of this shit? Like, you had 600 years.
500 and change.
You had 500 years.
Oh, no, that makes sense. First 500 is for resting.
You know, we found, some eye thing down there that was, fucking everything up in one of the crystal rooms, and they just turned it the fuck off. They didn't do anything about it. And that Dave guy was dead for a while. What the fuck were you all doing? Why'd you come on, man? I just don't get it. What'd you think was gonna happen?
A lot of good questions here.
Were you just gonna live with yourself?
I was going to try to.
That's dark.
Well, what are you gonna do now?
Try to do better, which I realize is not a very satisfying answer, but
better than what? Frankly, better than Dave, or better than that low mark you set for yourself?
Both, presumably. Dave was an asshole and to some extent a monster, so I like to think I've lived a better life than him. That is,
yeah, there was that.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think you were keeping slaves.
I apparently missed some things about Dave in his later years.
They're not slaves. They're statues with jobs.
You met those are the high mountains.
Yes, those are the high mountains was came with Dave initially.
Well, Dave made some more.
Ah, and I suppose they had more apparent sentience. This is not a slag on those of the high mountains. It just behaves in such a way that it seemed very scripted.
Figured out how to fix the, like, I don't know, rules or whatever, like the enchantments that were controlling them, all of them. One of them went directly to a paper and rewrote who was the author, so...
Sounds like the later ones definitely had more individuality and drive. I'm glad you were able to free them.
Thanks. So what are you doing to, like, help us now?
Well, you're looking at one of the last... I was only in charge of a number of squads at the time, but you're looking at one of the last officers who has on-the-ground experience with fighting on that exact mountain. Well, that exact valley and the mountain that's now going into it again. So... volunteering my skills to help them plan the defense.
Great. We've been, you know, one of your neighbors suggested that, like, it would help if everybody kind of had at least a little bit of, like, training on, like, how to do stuff and, like, what we're gonna do when we land and, like, you know, self-defense and shit. Maybe you could help with that, too. I mean, like, I'm gonna be doing some of that. Maybe we could work together.
That would probably be good. I am not the best teacher to groups of people, at least not lately.
Oh yeah, no worries. I'm real patient. I mean, it took me all this time to yell at you.
I think I appreciate that.
You should.
To give you the very short answer to your question, A, we thought, well, we were hoping for a while there that Dave might have actually come up with a solution, and the bigger thing was we didn't feel like we had any better things to offer. And then several of the people who involved who cared to actually solve the problem started slowly passing away, and then many of those who were left were very enamored with the status quo and their place in it.
I don't know, man, that's pretty gross.
And I frankly let myself get shoved around when I should not have.
Well, good that you know that now. Jesse no longer seems angry.
Yeah. As though possessed by a spirit of the past or something.
No, it's more that Jesse... much like me, once she's vented her spleen, she feels a lot better and doesn't feel the need to continue berating people.
Yeah.
You can get all kinds of things out of a spleen.
Yeah, buddy.
For what it's worth, I regret my actions and realize that it's not worth much, but...
Yeah. In my experience, doing better is, like, really kind of the only thing you can do.
That's the plan.
Right.
Well, I guess speaking of long-term solutions.
Yeah. What you got?
You have a plan to have a cure, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it works.
Well, good. How do you plan to... Is it easy to distribute?
No, we're still figuring that part out, actually.
Hmm.
So far, we convinced one shadow-corrupted thing to, like, take it. Themselves, and I don't know how we would manage with any of the others.
Yeah.
Yeah. We don't have, like, a delivery device yet.
But we're getting there.
In the valley, there's a lot of bees, so we can make a lot of honey.
Delightful. Vons, is what these two are telling me true, that you haven't come up with some cockamamie delivery system?
Oh, there's some cockamamie ones. Like, don't get me wrong.
Those are the best kind.
Yes, I believe I heard you have one that shoots sandwiches.
That mostly delivers sandwiches. Well, and glue. And foam. Fire. So you're suggesting we use it to deliver the cure.
Well, I mean, the cure is like a two-part thing. You can't just hit things with the cure and have them just be immediately cured.
I suppose that would have been too convenient.
Yeah.
It seems at this point to be a little more of a capture and do rather than a do in the wild.
Yeah.
Ah, that seems like it might be hard to scale, but...
Might be hard to scale, yeah. Yeah.
But it's a start.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think we're hoping that, like, more research will give the people who know what they're doing a better understanding of like how to do more curing, maybe a vaccine against it or something, you know? So like at least people can't be turned.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Inoculation. Yep.
Yeah.
Also good. It will probably lead to them just dying instead, but quite honestly, that would be preferable for most people. So.
Oh yeah, I'd much rather die.
Yeah. Well, my library is always open to you if you need it for research.
Thanks.
Bonds, if you come, I expect you to bring someone else to supervise you.
But you told me to let myself in.
From your last visit. Not this time.
Oh.
You left a pickle as a bookmark in one of my rarer volumes.
And...
Well, I mean, like, hey man, free pickle.
Now, use something. You gotta use something dehydrated, like an apple chip.
Like an apple slice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. You didn't like the pickle?
It stamped the pages.
Uh-huh. And was delicious?
I did not find it until it had gotten rather... Well, until it had partially decomposed, or at least gotten.
So what you're saying is you're not getting enough reading in.
Pickle soured.
You also stored it on the wrong shelf and behind several other books.
Hey, man, I have another question.
Yes.
How are you? Hey, man, we're asking everybody, how are you? I love the length of silence on this.
I'm trying to figure out what he would say. Because I don't want to just shut it down, but I also feel like people want to be like one of those guys. It's like, I'm fine. Like, it doesn't. I am doing my best to contribute and work hard to use my skills in the time I have left, especially given the nature of the situation and the fact that I might actually have some insight to provide. Oh, I'm sorry. That wasn't the breezy way to put it. Keeping busy.
That's not like really an answer either.
Interesting.
That's not like, that doesn't explain like how you are, man.
How odd that I might have lied at that.
Yeah, well, I mean, like, I kind of tend to, like, pay attention to what people are saying.
I am doing my best to cope. A lot has happened.
Yeah. I heard your granddaughter was really cool, so sorry that she died.
Thank you for your interestingly given but seemingly very sincere condolences.
Why wouldn't I be sincere? I mean, it sucks that she died.
Have you met some of your party members?
Yeah, I'm in all of the party members. What are you talking about?
I'm just saying, upfront sincerity can be tricky. Looks directly at Vaughn's. Oh.
Vaughn's chews with his mouth open.
Hey, Vaughn's, how are you?
Yes, Vaughn's, how are you?
How am I? Like, how am I here? How did they make me? What was I created from?
How are you, dealing?
Oh, dealing. What? With what?
I don't know. We're asking everybody today.
Uh-huh.
You sleeping?
No.
Why?
You're sleeping. What?
Why aren't you sleeping?
Why aren't I sleeping? Oh, dreams.
What kind of dreams?
See the episode few episodes ago?
Okay, but you have to describe that.
Okay.
Yeah.
There was a crater, and there was a valley, and there was hey, you remember the old secret base? That was neat. And there was lots of land all over the place. And there wasn't an arx.
You dreamed about the ground?
Yeah.
It
happens a bunch.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Huh.
Yeah. Ground.
What do you think it means?
I don't know. It's weird, though.
So you dreamed about the valley that the arx is going to go back into?
Or came out of.
Well, I mean, we're putting it back where it came from. That's the whole thing.
Oh.
Or we're gonna, I mean, everybody's got a vote on it, but we want to.
I don't know how we're gonna land it that accurately. What if we, like, get it turned around the wrong way or something? Like, who's piloting this thing?
You
You met him.
He didn't meet them. He didn't meet them.
That's true. He didn't meet them. He stayed in the hall. Yeah. Well, but we described them.
Is this one of the times where, when I stayed in the hall, the inside was full of skeletons? Or is this one of the times where, when I stayed in the hall, there was explosions?
This is the time when you stayed in the hall and we met the homunculus crystal thing.
Huh.
That knew the other homunculus crystal thing.
Man, no one tells me nothing.
That is not true. That could not be less true. We tell you so many things.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, we have a plan for all of that. We're gonna like reorient ourselves correctly.
Yeah, it'll land fine.
It'll land fine.
Probably.
Do we have parachute, like, or are we just gonna give the whole island?
No, they're just slowing down. No, they can just like, we can affect the like the altitude, you know? So we'll just affect the altitude so much that we land again.
Uh-huh.
Kaelvin was a very talented pilot, admittedly also the first pilot, so not much of a point of comparison.
Oh yeah, it was still Kaelvin. And then we also met like somebody, oh no. All I remember is that their name was Chrissy.
Jones.
We also met Jones, who had like had to make themselves into a crystal, a whole crystal.
Was this at the facility with the eye that you were mentioning?
Yeah.
There were two Joneses there, but
Oh.
Well, I'm happy one of them survived. That was not a good scene, as it were.
The two Joneses?
The facility, the reason that it was locked and more importantly had a second wall to prevent people from just walking in. We tried to pull people out of there initially. It went very poorly.
Oh, that doesn't sound good.
Hence the second wall.
Sure. Oh, hey, I have another question for you, Frymeath. There was some guy who was like making people like lose their memories of things. And he kind of fucked with Vons's head, as I recall. You have any idea who that guy is and how we can make him go away? Or like apprehend or anything? I mean, maybe you got your I think you told me you had your memory wiped at one point, but
it was likely the same person. This was related to the shipyard, right?
Yeah. I wasn't there for that, but yeah.
I'm sure other people have told you in great detail what happened.
Everyone's been talking about it a lot every time Aracene comes up.
As Wealthy gets this 1,000-yard stare in her eye and just starts recounting things in excruciating detail in a monotone.
Oh, yeah.
She clearly re-experiences everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, that.
She sort of like wails, I should have been there. I jumped. And then is very sad and maudlin.
Anyway. Can't continue playing Monopoly until she's done with her flashback. Yes, a illusionist who worked for hire, obviously, went by the extremely, I'm sure he thought it was impressive, name of Nightmare, and was very discreet about his personal life.
Well, I mean, like, a lot of people are discreet about their personal life. What the fuck does that even mean?
It mostly meant that I cannot tell you exactly where to find him, because I doubt he would respond to any of the signals that we used to tell him we needed to meet.
Oh, sure.
Should we put out an all-rats bulletin?
Well, he is an illusionist, so he may just have changed how he looks. Sure. The rats are good, but they may not be that good. Somewhere Bartholomew squeaks indignantly. That's who you haven't checked up in a while.
Fair.
Poor guy. He's living it up. He's got a whole apartment to himself for a long while. He's
been building out his little house.
He's been having parties.
Probably. He'd never tell you.
There's a little mouse hookah on the table.
That's right. But if you decide to track him down, I do still remember him. And memories can be examined, and that may be enough for someone scrying to work with, so it's a little more accurate than simply having a name. Although you've seen him, Ricks, so you may well not need my help.
It's true, but I don't have a piece of him. My good spell needs a piece of him to find him.
That would be tricky.
But yeah. Do you have anything of his? Do you have anything that he used? Like, I don't know.
I don't believe so, but okay. Let me take a closer look at some of my...
Like a book? Or a report or something?
I'll look at some of my older materials and papers.
A scroll? Did he give you any, like...
I'll dig.
Okay.
There's probably something.
Okay.
So do you all want to extract revenge?
No, I mean, like, I was just wondering. It just seems like a really, you know, bad guy to just be hanging out.
Yeah. Or is he just, like, purely in for money?
Yeah, was he, like, totally a mercenary, or, like...
I would put decent money, for lack of a better way to phrase it, on him not being a particularly good person.
Okay, so he might have beef. All right.
Yeah. He may have just gone into hiding, but it would not be a terrible idea to track him down and make sure that's all he's doing.
Is it possible to, like, restore your memories?
I'm not sure.
Oh.
My instinct is to say no, but Nightmare was very good at his job and may well be the kind of person to simply borrow some memories in case he wanted to use them later.
Or
obscure them in some way rather than simply shred and delete them. It is hard on the mind to have memories completely removed. So sure. If he found a way to make it seem like that had happened, to keep the mind better intact and benefit himself, that seems like exactly something he would do.
Sure.
Oh, yeah. Like, what if he just, like, made it somehow, like, so that you, like, couldn't think about the memories?
That would raise a lot of disturbing questions, but it seems very possible.
Sure. Well, cool talk. Thanks for voting for us.
Yes. Hey, nice to see you.
Yeah.
Hope things are okay and settling in.
Hey, just so you know, I think you should, like, hug Aramith. Meath. Yeah. You should hug Aramith.
Oh, also heads up, your neighbors all know that you own the place.
Technically the city owns the place at this point, but
well, yeah, but they know you're
they know you had something to do with it.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Yeah. It came up. We didn't bring
it up. Thank you for letting me know.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's okay if they know.
They're all like, yeah, we got this new neighbor, and then the building got bought, and wonder how that happened. So,
and then the rent got controlled.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Been trying to move away from the rich asshole lifestyle I somehow found myself in for hundreds of years.
But... Sure.
Oh, yeah, totally. I mean, you know, if you like, once everything's settled down, if you want to come to the valley, you're totally welcome to like come and just like do, you know, beach bum lifestyle or. You know, maybe you go out on the sea. You ever go to sea? It's pretty fun. Probably Harper would like some company, and she's also real old, so...
It has been centuries since I've been on the ocean.
Yeah.
It could be interesting. Thank you.
Anyway.
Cool. Well, my pleasure.
If nothing else, she's the author of the Aeon logbook.
Huh. Then I definitely want to speak with her.
Or no, not the author. The subject of the Aeon logbook.
I understood what you meant.
Yeah.
Or at least guessed.
Mm-hmm.
I have a number of academic questions for.
I'm just sitting here like, when did Aaron make a wiki?
Aaron is the wiki.
I am the wiki. It's in my head. I can't help it.
We also went through a list of people earlier, just before you got on.
Yeah.
To make a list of who we could potentially talk to that we haven't checked in on a while. And so Aaron had like refreshed on a bunch
of stuff. I had refreshed on a bunch of stuff just randomly.
But also knew it kind of also off the top of
my head. I just also just know things because like the murder board in my head screams at me.
Yes. That actually reminds me. Adam.
Yo.
Where do you think the teleportation circle that goes down to the valley is?
Where do I think it is?
Yeah.
Yes.
The arc side of it.
Yeah. Oh, where do I think the arc side that it, because we know where it ends up. Yeah.
Yes.
Didn't it wind up kind of down in some catacombs a little bit?
No.
You're thinking of the wrong one.
Yeah. I think you're thinking of the...
You're thinking of the one that goes to the Jenkins of Space.
Oh.
Where do you think that the one that ends up in the valley started?
Recently built.
very recently built.
By us.
Well, what would have made sense is if it wound up in some kind of headquarters, that one, right? Like, if we had a reasonably protected spot for it that people wouldn't accidentally go into.
Yeah. Don't worry. Yeah. I didn't remember either. I all kind of didn't even remember it existed. So, exactly. So.
Yeah. Yeah. Boy, no. No idea.
It's in Jesse's apartment.
It's in Jesse's apartment.
Naturally.
That's weird, actually.
I knew it. I knew no one would remember because I didn't remember.
I said this.
I bet we thought it was a joke.
I don't know why you would think that I would joke about something like that.
Yeah, I have a portal in my apartment. I don't know. In that seems like a good joke.
In my mind, that is the place that Jesse would like thought was a good place.
All right.
It's a friends and family only portal. So
it's the family. Yeah. Move it. No, it's canonical.
It would be expensive to move.
It makes sense to get some of our more sensitive people on the arcs out off that way.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
Yeah.
Well, it was Jesse's idea to have the teleportation circle so that she could take her family away.
And now so, you're going to be sad that we have to bring a lot of strangers through your apartment.
It's fine. Yeah, it's not going to be my apartment for very much longer.
Jesse's moving to the suburbs.
I'm moving to the suburbs.
Her apartment's being converted into office space. Or warehouses or whatever metaphor works here.
My apartment's being converted to a bus stop.
As apartments are so frequently. And Bonds gets mad because it's an eminent domain case. They bought her apartment for a fair market price, Bonds.
I mean, it seems like the kind of thing that the local government would just kind of take over anyway, doesn't it? Like, even paying for it. Like, eventually they're just going to be like, no, this is now part of the infrastructure.
Yeah, well, as soon as the Arx is landed, I will let them know that there's a portal to the valley.
Surprise. Sure. Yeah.
I mean, yeah, once people have gone through it, they're down there now.
Well, they can come back and forth. That's the nice thing about it.
Yeah, but will we let them? Like, really, they need to stay down there and let that secret stay until they're until everything's settled in a very literal sense.
On the other side, going into the valley is like those live capture traps. Go in, it shuts behind you in such a way that it's really hard to open it to get out.
Yeah.
Yeah, we really should prepare that area too. In fact, there's a lot of people who need to hear a lot of information.
This is why we're campaigning.
Yep.
Oh, well, there's that and the forward base that we have already set up there where Mitt, I think, is still hopefully working, like, minding us. Yeah.
Yeah, Mitt's missed so many of his shifts at the Fermenting Fox.
He's just not working there anymore. Basically put in his notice by never showing up ever again.
If he's having fun Minecrafting, we're going to show up. He's going to have, we're going to go to the forward base. He's going to have like a little fortress all set up to himself where he's reproduced, made more mitts out of the things that he's found while digging. And they all serve him now because he learned bad lessons.
I don't think that is his characterization at all, actually.
My armies will spread across the earth, good sir. Man, I miss Mitt.
I miss Mitt. All right,
well, next episode, we'll get him back in.
Yeah.
But all right, you successfully campaigned to fry me.
Woo.
You didn't really need any convincing, but hey.
No.
All right, one building down. How many are left in the city?
But I did get to harass an old man. It's really all I wanted.
Yeah. But yeah, all right. So you campaigned to Frymeath. You've found Vons, who apparently ran off while you weren't looking. And this is slightly squishy in the timeline, but we'll pick up somewhere adjacent to here next time.
All right.
Yay!
Hooray!
Primary Attribute has been imagined and brought to life by the people you've heard. For more information about the podcast, check out our website, primaryattribute.com. For questions, comments, and feedback, email us at letters@primaryattribute.com. To follow us on social media, you can find us at facebook.com/primaryattributepod, on Twitter at primeattribute, and at primaryattribute.tumblr.com for all of our Blazed posts. Castles and Crusades is published by Trollord Games. Our theme music was composed by Aaron. Our logo was designed by Adam. This week's editor was Ian, who is me. Thank you, me. Thanks for listening, and we hope you tune in next time to Primary Attribute. Definitely hit our recording time. So, with Vaughn's chewing a sandwich and continuity slowly reasserting it, or extra continuity slowly reasserting itself, depending on where we into this episode. I don't know. I'm going to start that over. My joke went so far off the rails it that became was... like it was going to be confusing. It was bad.
Oh, the Adam.
Sandwich.